shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 29th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage for our first responders out in the middle of this this epidemic that's going on. It is still going on. I see in different places in the United States and the world. So big shout out to them. And I'm here with Jared. Jared, what's the weather look like for the weekend and next week?
It is currently 70 degrees. Today it's going to be hot, a high of 98 with a low of 60, but we have a 50% chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 69, a low of 55, and it's going to be rainy. Sunday is going to be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers Sunday night with a high of 79, a low of 59. And on Monday, we have a chance of showers during the day with a high of 78 and a low of 58.
Okay. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane at Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. No new cases of the coronavirus in Shasta County. However, Lassen County got 6 yesterday, which is had them start canceling things like dining restaurants and can't belly up to the bar. If you could belly up to the bar before anyway. So that was kind of unusual, having 6 show up. Be interesting to see if they were all in one spot, if they were all related or, you know, have a lot in common there. I have been trying to get this guest on for a year. How long's it been?
I don't know.
It's Michelle from the Red Bicycle Catering.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, whose offices are just 2 doors down.
Yep.
Which was easy because I didn't see her this morning. I went over and banged on your door, and you said, oh, I'm ready. So tell us who Michelle is.
So I own Red Bicycle Catering, and we're located on Market Street right next to Kobe and our lovely friends at Free Fire Radio here. We have been definitely affected, like every other small business in America, by this darn coronavirus. And if we're trying to put back our pieces and recreate ourselves like many restaurants are doing. And so, yeah, we are in the throes of trying to open our doors, and we start Monday.
You start Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Now tell people what Red Bicycle Catering does, because you do a variety of things.
We do, and we hope that we get to get back to our big variety of things that we've done in the past. So we're not just a catering company. We definitely do catering, but with catering being a little on the fritz right now.
A little bit on the squishy side.
Mm-hmm, because, not quite sure what that future holds.
Because people aren't getting together.
No, exactly. So anyway, we are very much a community-oriented, small. We're not a restaurant, but food service business. We support a lot of local farms. We get produce from local farms. We get meat from local farms when we can. We have, you know, Orchard Nutrition orders produce for us. So basically we like to joke that, you know, every bite of our food is a little bite of community. So we have a product that we've been selling for over a year now called the Wellness Bowl. And we love what we do. So we put a lot of nutrients into our food. We care about every single ingredient that goes into our food. And so anyway, in our wellness bowl, it's basically a complete little meal in a little bowl that people were able to pick up at Orchard Nutrition and Holiday Market. However, coronavirus struck, and people were not necessarily splurging on that kind of stuff at the time, right when this all struck.
Sure.
And they were buying things that they could, that could last in the refrigerator, that they could build on and make their own meals with. So
because these bowls you would buy and then you'd eat.
Right. They had to be, they have a short shelf life. They're all fresh ingredients, and you know, they'd last anywhere from 5 to 7 days.
And what kind of bowls?
Well, so for instance, one of our most popular bowls is our sesame ginger udon noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two different versions because we're not going to not serve them anymore.
Right.
They're loaded with fresh vegetables and fresh herbs. So when you eat it, it's like, oh my gosh, there's just so many different flavors, lovely flavors going on. And it'd be served with grilled chicken, organic grilled chicken, or with organic roasted tofu for the vegan friends.
I think I had the one with the chicken.
Did you?
And it was really good.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a nice one. You can eat it hot or cold. And so we'll definitely be serving that one again because that's probably one of our top bowls that we do. We just love to create. So whatever we would have, if we had like a lot of beef, then we would make, another popular one was our meatloaf. Mm-hmm. We do these local grass-fed beef meatloaves, mini meatloaves, and they're full of shredded veggies and fresh herbs. And then we'd serve them with roasted potatoes and sweet potatoes and then some other sort of roasted vegetable. And that would be a bowl.
Now, you also made sandwiches.
No.
No, you didn't make, it was the bowls you made.
Yes.
It was the bowls. Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So.
Very popular over there.
Yeah. We were selling out.
Yeah.
And so then our production, went down to a third of what we were doing when the coronavirus hit.
Mm-hmm.
And just before everything really shut down and when everything started shutting down. And so we just decided that we weren't going to take the chance. I had a tiny little nest egg because restaurants, there's not large.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nest eggs sitting around. And so I had a tiny little nest egg left. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to close my doors and rethink this whole process.
Okay.
And so that's what we did. And we decided we've always been wanting to open our doors anyway to the public and sell right out of our store.
Mm-hmm.
We were waiting until the construction was a little closer to being finished. But we just decided to move it forward. And we're super excited about it.
Oh, so you can start buying stuff there.
Yes. So we will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Oh, okay. So I can just walk on over there and get in. Because Linda gets after me if I don't have something to eat in the morning.
Yes.
And so I can just go over there and grab something.
Yep.
What's that menu going to look like?
Well, so we're going to have smoothies available.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have avocado bowls. And those are going to be made to order. And the avocado bowls are really fun. It's one of my favorite things to eat. And I was eating one day and I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to serve this. So it's basically just a half an avocado. We're going to have different toppings on top. So we have one with wild tuna fish. And then we do pickled jalapenos and microgreens on top.
Wow.
So good. And it's just a complete little meal. It's totally gluten-free. And it's super satisfying.
So we're right here on the, right as people come in through the day and in the mm-hmm. morning, it's wide open parking here. So people can just slide through, get to breakfast, and keep going.
Absolutely. And we're going to expand on our breakfast a little bit more. We're just not going to do it right as we roll out the gates.
Mm-hmm.
We will have some muffins,
mm-hmm.
gluten-free muffins. But eventually we'll have our breakfast sandwich. We have a breakfast sandwich that we do for Theory Coffee, and mm-hmm. it's been super popular. So figured we might as well sell that too. And then we'll do yogurt parfaits. But right now we're going to focus more on – so we've got smoothies. We've got grab-and-go that people can come and get,
mm-hmm.
like a few of our wellness bowl specials that we've done before that are good cold, salads, udon noodles, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have our avocado bowls. And then we're also going to have our whole deli case is going to be filled with build-your-own dinners to go. So we'll have a variety of side dishes, salads, meat options, vegetarian options that people can just come in and say, okay, I want, I'm going to get a family-sized meatloaf, and we're going to get the broccoli salad and the quinoa tabbouleh salad.
Now, are you going to try and set up for, like, delivery, through various agencies or just kind of?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
Because I don't know how this has changed. Everybody says, oh, there's a new normal. Well, my new normal is not going to be wearing a mask my whole life.
Exactly.
And my new normal isn't going to be changing much of what I did before. But the idea is a lot of people, order food.
Right.
And I don't even know how that works. And it's just delivered because I can tell, my friend's, her food is just outstanding.
Thank you.
And, well, it is. And, and you see them in there. And the thing is, it was kind of like they opened the door for me. because you weren't serving like that. You were just making and, right. and delivering it to the, you know, to Orchard Nutrition yep. and Theory and all those.
Yep.
And you were tired of me whining about it.
So I know, we bowl. Opened just for you.
That was so special. It was special.
Got to keep our neighbors happy.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
Here, I'm with Michelle from the Red Bicycle Catering, and you've been there for how long?
3 years. Just over 3 years.
3 years.
Yep, we've survived 3 years.
3 years.
And then coronavirus hit.
And
threatened to kill us, but we're not going to go down without a fight.
That's right. There you go. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, 7:15 in the morning, here on the 29th, 71 degrees, going up to about a 98 to 100. Here in Redding, you go 98, and it'll go to 101 immediately, as soon as you say that. So, 100 today. We'll be right back.
In check showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12 KCNR mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Blue sky, smiling at me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. One of the leaders in getting and helping people during this crisis with the Paycheck Protection Program, Cornerstone Community Bank took the lead in that. They've helped not only their customers, but non-customers make sure they were taken care of. Oh, Red Bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
They've been amazing.
Haven't they? Aren't they?
My gosh.
Aren't they super people?
I switched over. And once I am able to, I'm going to completely switch over because my bank completely left me in the dust.
Well, you know, you're not. I had somebody in here yesterday said the same thing. Said I just switched all my business, my personal, everything over there.
Yep.
And there's reasons for that because they're locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They care about this community. Mm-hmm. They're still moving local dreams forward. Two branches here in town at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're Rayleigh's. Old Rayleigh Shopping Center and 1845 California Street, just down from Jack's. And if you're in Red Bluff, over 500 Riverside Way, Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Michelle from Red Bicycle Catering, been there for 3 years, and got hit just like everybody else did. And so, you know, but, it, you know, there's some businesses just aren't going to reopen.
Right.
And, you know, others are opening up and trying to obey whatever kind of regulations are out there, but nobody knows what the regulations are because
they're all over
they're not
the place.
Being enforced. So, I mean, you don't know really what's going on. So, but so I applaud you for opening up.
Thank
okay,
you.
Now you're going to open up starting Monday at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And start serving breakfast to people, and then lunch. And
yep.
Then how long are you going to be open?
Breakfast will be on hold for just a little
bit.
But we'll have
okay.
muffins and smoothies, so we'll definitely have that portion. That's
hey,
pretty good.
That works.
Yes.
That works for me.
Yeah, so.
An avocado muffin.
No, avocado bowls. We're just gonna have to bring you food.
Yeah, just
we'll
bring me
feed
food.
You.
Yeah, just I'll just start a tab there and just
exactly.
Except I bring me a smoothie over in the morning as I'm sitting here with my face laying on the table here before I get started.
Exactly.
You know, they come and hit me with wet towels to get me up. So you use, like you said, you kind of like you think you've got a piece of our community, and every one of your and everything you serve is a piece of our community because you buy everything local.
Yeah, we buy as much as we possibly can local. Everything is made fresh. Everything is made with so much love in our kitchen. Edible Shasta Butte did a really lovely article on us right when coronavirus hit. So I'm not sure how many people actually read it, but she did such a great job of capturing the essence of our kitchen and how much love and care goes into every single thing we make.
Well, we have, like I said, I've enjoyed the food there. And I think it's I'm so happy you're opening up. I was wondering, you know, you just have to wonder because it's tough being in a restaurant business.
Absolutely.
And you're kind of like in the specialty side of it. So that may be easier to get your niche back.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one that does this, serves those.
Right.
So good luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, is there anything you want to leave with the people?
No, just come and see us and support us and
and
let us nourish you because, you know, we really do care about everything that we feed you. So.
That's great.
Yeah, we need support, and we appreciate you having us here today.
Well, you know what? We've been talking about this for 3 years.
I know.
I think it's time.
Definitely.
We see each other. We wave at various times. I'm usually, let's see. I'm usually leaving or something, and you're coming in, and you're still working.
Right.
So, okay.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
And this is Red Bicycle Catering. It's right down here on Market Street.
Yep.
And it's ideally located when all this stuff starts happening around here. You can come in and take out food.
Yeah. Everything's to go. And there
everything's
is
to go.
Parking behind us. There's the big
That's
parking
right.
lot behind us.
Yeah.
Don't feel like there's no place to park.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of parking around here. It's just you just have to find it
and
not be afraid to walk 100 yards.
Exactly.
And it's not even that. So.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Michelle,
thanks,
thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break and come back with House of Realty. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. If anybody knows how to repair a windshield, it's Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for about 25 years. He's gone through a variety of schools. He has quality workmanship. He can fix a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length in your windshield. He's not going to waste your time or your money. If he can't do it, he'll just tell you. If he says he can fix it, he will, and then he guarantees it for life. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You will not be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or call him at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with House of Realty. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. Adamson'sPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hey, it is a beautiful morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air, over 10 years. Today, the 29th of May, 7:28 in the morning, 73 degrees, going up to around 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Four Winds Jewelry is bringing you this segment of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only spot that I like to go down and feel comfortable when I'm buying gifts for Linda is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good people there. And I'm here with Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
Whoa, okay, watch it. He's coming in close.
That's a little better.
Hey, buddy. Gee, everything's back to normal now, huh?
It's the best one I've heard all day.
Wow, look. Oh, hey, everything's back to normal. And then last and shuts down everything today.
Yeah.
Well, South Korea is always starting to start, you know, everybody touted how well they did and all this. Well, they just started shutting down things, so they're having a big surge in viruses. So what's your take on this? You know, you're a very bright guy. You're, and you're, you know, you're, you have your fingers into things like the Planning Commission and all these, you know, a lot of things around town. I mean, you're, you know, an active member of different groups. What's your take on this, Cameron?
Well, I think for the most part, I try and be optimistic. I think certainly looking at the impact here has locally has been minimal. And I'm hoping it stays that way. I'm glad to see a lot of our businesses being able to get back out there to open their doors again, to start seeing at least a little bit of income to help pay the bills and get moving. I'm really hoping that the long-term effect, the permanent closures, permanent job losses are kept to a bare minimum here locally. And, you know, at the moment, if it stays the way that it is, I'm hoping we can continue in that direction and really recover from this well. We've got a lot of very good, savvy business owners here in this town. We've got some good leaders that are really trying to put their best foot forward and work on the recovery. I've lost count of the number of recovery committees in town between the county, the city, the chamber, everybody else. I mean, there's certainly a concerted effort to get us back and restarted. And I think, if this holds and the numbers hold the way that they do, we might be able to get out of this okay. And we might be in a better position, frankly, than other places in the state.
Well, you know, I've had one of the banks come in thinking it's going to be a U-shaped economy coming back. Other people have said, well, the way things are looking, it actually could be a V-shape. And I think that since we depend on tourism so much, you know, talking to Holiday Harbor, they get a lot of people calling in, but then they've got to fight the Forest Service or telling them not to take people, to discourage people from out of the area, you know, coming in here. Because you can imagine if you're living down in the Bay Area and we've got the lakes open here, you know, they could come up by the thousands. So that's a problem, or not a problem, but a concern. But I also am not, you know, I am somewhat flummoxed by the statistics we're seeing here. Now you got Fossey saying there may not be a second wave of this. I mean, you just have to wait a day. It's like the weather. It's like the weather in East Texas. You just have to wait a couple of hours, and you're going to have a change.
Oh, the numbers are just crazy. It's hard to know what to believe. There are so many different figures that are coming out, so many issues with them. What was it? Governor Cuomo in New York last night was on the news saying every single model has been wrong. He said, I'm out of the modeling business. Period. I'm out of the modeling business. I'm not looking at any more models because none of them have been right. And I think that's the hard part, too, and certainly for a business environment, that's tough. You want certainty. And the one thing we don't have right now is certainty.
Yeah, you need that. You need a stability. You need people to feel like, okay, if I'm going to invest my money, I'm going to get this. You know, you got to have a return or at least get a break-even point. And the thing is the trickle-down effect this is having. You know, like right now, we haven't had any cases, and our hospitals are more than capable of taking, even if we had a surge right now. We've got a lot of hospital beds open. It seems like to me is that we also conducted the California experiment of putting 2,000 to 3,000 people in one spot, and yet we haven't had a surge. I think we've had only one, like, new case since then.
Yeah, there have been a couple.
Going on 3 weeks. Okay, maybe two cases, but none of them were at the...
None of them were from the rodeo.
Yeah.
And the other part of this, too, I mean, what I'm thankful to see is that we're at zero hospitalizations.
Yeah.
Zero in the hospital from this locally right now. And that's been the way for a while, and we were at one in the hospital for some time, and that was kind of an extreme case.
Mm-hmm.
So
who survived?
Who survived? And so it's good to see that we don't have anybody in the hospital right now. And I think that's a critical statistic for us here locally. And you know, I look at the businesses that have been out there. I've certainly been trying to patronize or patron local businesses the best that I can. Cassie and I are going to go broke, you know, at the Damburger and a couple of other spots. But as we...
The Damburger open now?
They are not for sit down. We were there first day, first hour. I certainly needed to get in there quick and get my fix. I was starting to get, you know, cold sweats, get the shakes a little bit. You know, if I don't get my Damburger, I get some withdrawal symptoms. So, but yeah,
those are good. Those are good.
But everybody, you know, you're looking at these places. They've got these restaurants in particular, they've got systems. They know what they're doing. They're trying to keep people safe, but keep people coming through the door. They're really trying hard.
At 50% or less of what they had before, we use this as an example. You've got Country Kitchen, who has more room, but they're still only at, like, you know, can only still get like 50% of the people in there. So that means less of their workers. And then you've got, you were just telling me at Jack's, they've taken a lot of tables out of there and plexiglass between the people.
They have. Yeah, I know Richie's really worked on that in terms of how to do the layout, how it works out. I mean, the bar is set up with just, you know, pairs of stools, a lot of tables taken out or smaller tables put in. But again,
people are fighting it. I mean, they're trying to open, but they are. And so, you know, we need to get out there. And, you know, Linda says it's amazing how much money you spend when you're locked in the house for 60 days. So it's time to go out there and spend some of the money.
Yeah, I thought you were going to kill your internet connection there at some point just to try and stop the online shopping. We had talked about trying to do that.
Yeah, when the UPS truck went by, Linda would go running out going, wait, you missed me.
First day in a week. You haven't stopped. I know the drill.
She's really been good about it. And I have to admit that, you know, I bought a shirt on online. But I couldn't find it anywhere else. So that's my excuse, and I'll stick to it. Now, yesterday, I've been able to park my truck out here in front of the studios, and it's been a lonely truck for a couple months. It was just maybe that one truck, and maybe another car would come in, or maybe somebody that worked here would park in front. As of, you know, yesterday, there was no parking here in the front. There was no parking in the back. People are out, and they're, you know, Maxwell's has opened up. Sandwichery is still going strong. They've got their own parking, but it's still even all the parking over there was loaded. So, I mean, I hope that people now are starting to come back. I hope they're going to start frequenting businesses and at least start working again. That's the big thing.
Well, and we're seeing, I certainly see more traffic. Our office right there on Placer Street at Oregon. We've got a great spot. We've got floor to ceiling windows, wall to wall. And so we look right out on the Placer, which is a main arterial from the residential neighborhoods west of town coming into downtown.
Yeah.
So really by just observing that traffic, we can really see that there's more people coming in.
Now, if there's a silver lining, and there are silver linings to every disaster or, conflicts we have, I've been reading that this could be a huge uptick in the real estate market from people that live in cities or retired in those types of areas and take a look at what's happened and want to move to places like ours.
Yeah, we're seeing it already.
Are you seeing that?
We are seeing it. There's a subdivision here in town where all the inquiries last week were all from out-of-town Bay Area buyers. Had a gentleman call me on Friday, talked my ear off for 45 minutes about trying to find a piece of ground up here to build on. And he's from Marin County, lives outside Tiburon. And he said, you know, how hard is it to build something up there? I said, well, I mean, what's the reference? And he goes, well, listen, I'm in Marin County. Not only do they tell you what color to paint the house, they tell you what color socks you're supposed to be wearing when you build the house.
Oh, my gosh.
So it really is in that regard. We are seeing it. And I think as well this telecommuting that people have been able to do, they've been able to work from home. I think that's made a difference. A lot of them are continuing to watch how to do that. I think the other part that we're seeing is that people realize what they can purchase up here for the same amount of money. I mean, you know, $2 million down in Palo Alto might get you a 1,800 square foot house on a third of an acre that really isn't that impressive.
How much?
A couple million dollars
Yeah,
in
right.
Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Buy any house in Redding
for $2 million. I mean, in top of the end line.
You're on the
whatever
river.
You want.
You're on the river. You have stables. You have an equestrian facility. Tennis. Yeah. Tennis. Okay, maybe not.
You got a pool and a pond.
Yeah, pool and a pond, and you have people that will run your trap range for
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly. So that's certainly what we're seeing. It is occurring. How much it's going to occur?
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
I can't help but think that after going through this, that people that have been stuck down in those big cities and they've got money, that they see what's going on up here. They see people. They see the lakes. They see, you know, the good things that we have. And we have so many good things up here in the North State that we're going to see an effort of people moving up here.
I think so, we will.
I was down in Palo Alto, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And at Stanford Medical Center, and the nurses and doctors were talking about the price of homes. And they were indicating and talking about Facebook maybe having half their employees being able to work from home. But they were talking about people really considering moving out of the Bay Area, and a lot of them coming north.
Sure.
A lot would go out of state, but they're talking, you know, the one nurse I was talking to said she had a house in San Bruno and the neighbor's house just sold for $1.5 million. And she said it was 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1-car garage. Didn't seem like it should be worth that much. I said, well, you come up to Redding and I'll take you out and drive around.
We'll show you a couple $1 million houses up here. How about if we just show you a couple of $700,000 houses? Yeah. So you sell your house, come up here and pay cash.
Over the years, it's always been funny. When that bubble would start to burst a little bit or the market would soften down in the Bay Area, people would come up here. And their first question was, what's wrong with this house? They think the faults are up here and not down there. And I said, there's nothing wrong with this house. It's just, this is our market.
And and that's the other thing, too. And this is one of the reasons I think it's so important that Adam McElvain be a success, or that we are a success in getting this high-speed internet, this fiber optic cable, is because of this. And a lot of these businesses have found they can really squelch or push down their footprint in the buildings they're in, because guess what? Working at home works. You know, it's been a success for a lot of these businesses. And instead of paying somebody $250,000, which doesn't get them a house there, they can't live there, you can pay them that much or even less to come up here, live very well up here.
And you're right about that. Adam's always been a visionary when it comes to that type of thing. And I look at the news yesterday or the day before about the Reading Inn now coming down.
Yeah, that's
right. And they're going to put that in. One of the first thing they cited in that article was the high-speed internet, was the fiber coming in, and that was going to allow them to – that was going to really help create demand for what they're going to put in there. So, no, I think we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see that's going to increase some demand downtown. And really, when it comes to the real estate market, it's like anything else. It's supply and demand. And right now, we're seeing some of that pent-up demand. People that couldn't go see houses are now getting out and wanting to buy. And unless we see panic selling, where people are really flooding the market with inventory because they have to sell because they've lost their job, they can't make the payments, or due to foreclosures or something like that. And our inventory's down slightly right now. But unless the inventory goes way up, we should be able to maintain a healthy market, if not an even better market. So I really think we're going to see, hopefully, a steady real estate market here. And it's all sector-driven, as we've talked about before. I have some first-time home buyers. We went out last weekend. We lined up 4 houses for them to go see on Memorial Day, on Monday. And on Friday, by Sunday, 3 of the 4 had gone pending. We put an offer in on the 4th, and there were 4 other offers, all in the 240, 250 range. So there is certainly demand out there. Mm-hmm. And I do think we're going to see – I don't think we're going to see a lot of that panic selling. We do have that extra demand. We don't need a flood from L.A. and the Bay Area. But if we just have a sufficient number of people coming up here
they can keep the market up.
There we go. That's a win.
You see so much about – they're saying June could be the month of foreclosures. What are you hearing about that, Bruce?
I think it's a little bit beyond that. I think starting mid-July and August will tell a whole bunch. You know, a lot of times they don't even start foreclosure till you're 90 to 120 days behind. And I'm thinking mid-July to August will dictate a lot about what this market's going to be okay. in the next 3 or 4 months. And it will happen. There are those that'll, you know, yeah. that'll say, hey, we've got to sell. We're getting behind. And so, and there are people I know, certain buyers, especially investors, that are kind of, you know, laying in the weeds waiting for this to happen.
Waiting for it
so
to happen.
They can buy some rentals.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just know it's going to happen.
Yeah. And from a commercial standpoint, too, though, we're still seeing a lot of these projects moving forward. We just had some more inquiries yesterday on industrial and commercial space that's available.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had, three different inquiries yesterday alone. The Dignity project looks like it's moving forward. That was passed by the Planning Commission. That'll now go to City yeah. Council for full approval. Costco looks like it's at least gotten through another major hurdle.
I mean, what's
left? It's the last one.
Well, Tuesday will be the second reading on that, and it'll be approved. Then there's the 30-day period that if anybody's going to come forward and file a CEQA lawsuit or anything, if they don't file that within 30 days and there's no opposition, then the developer would have to close that property within 10 days of that 30-day period, which after over 4 years would be welcome news.
It's time. I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. We're talking the real estate market here. You know, the fact is that probably in July and August you're going to start seeing foreclosures. But market right now is we're not inundated with houses. We're kind of in a good market. They're getting a number of inquiries. Maybe I shouldn't say a lot, but a number of inquiries coming through House of Realty from people down in the Bay Area that are looking to pull chocks out of there and come up to God's country up here so they can change it. Okay, maybe they won't change it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a proud supporter of downtown Reading. Sponsor many downtown events, including our own Chamber of Commerce on the third Wednesday of every – or the second Wednesday of every month. Sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with House of Realty. 7:46 in the morning and about 73 degrees.
So they say, it's but a game and they let it slip away.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Could you hear the last words I just said, Jared? Okay, good. Thank you, buddy. Sometimes the words slip out of my mouth there. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at 7:51 in the morning, and I'm here with House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Just to catch up on what was what happened in the last segment was that the real estate market is still holding here. There hasn't been this big rush of foreclosures, but that may start happening in July and August. A lot of interest from the South wanting to look at homes up here and come to more rural areas after they've lived through this in their rabbit warrens down south. So, okay, what's next here? You said that, for a few months you were here that we said that there was a shortage of houses.
Yeah, so right now, we've been in that 700 range really all year. So after, starting first of the year, we were about 750-ish. Right now we have 715 on our Shasta County MLS. Mm-hmm. So that includes everything all the way up to Bernie and Fall River. And
how many?
Up to 715.
Okay, 715.
We have 570 residential listings that are pending right now that are in escrow. So there's a lot of activity. Certainly the title companies will tell you they're busy right now. We've got almost 100 houses as well that are on a hold or a temporarily withdrawn status. Okay. That means people that have had it on the market, they put it on the market, but temporarily for the moment, for whatever reason, they're keeping it off. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit more inventory there. We've seen there's been a decline in sales in May of this year, mm-hmm, relative to last year, but it's not overwhelming.
You would expect that.
Yeah.
With what's going
sure
on.
Absolutely. It's just because, and part of that's lag time. And keep in mind, real estate's a lagging economic indicator. Mm-hmm. It's not like the stock market, which can literally change instantly. Real estate takes time. In April, we actually saw an increase in the average price per foot of a sold home in the Reading area. So that's 96001, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. We actually saw that Bob Sprinkle with Sprinkle Appraisals puts out a great report that he sends to us each month and really breaks down the sales in the Reading area over the last month. He breaks it down monthly, quarterly, annually. Very, very good report. Bob does a great work. We certainly recommend him. And but his report indicated, yeah, we had a $4 to $5 a foot increase from into April of this year. So we're right now we're still seeing some health. And again, talking foreclosures, we have this forbearance thing going on. So. And it'll be interesting to see how this works, because right now people can essentially defer. It's not waived.
For 3 months.
Defer their payments for a few months. Then it's either due, or depending upon which loan company you're with, they may amortize that over 12 years or 12 months. There are various things that they can do. If after that point we start seeing defaults, and that's where people, you start to see that they're late again, then a default. And again, then it'll take a while before there's an actual foreclosure. So it really would be probably into the fall before we really start seeing any uptick in foreclosures. And who knows what the federal government and the state government are going to do to try and prevent foreclosures.
You know, not all loans have that forbearance clause. And so, and I would say probably less than half. I mean, it works great there. The others are working with you and giving you 90 days. And if you don't pay it, get caught up, then you're in trouble. And that starts to
foreclose. They are, because you have to pay on the fourth month, you have to pay everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, how can you do that after you've already not been able to pay? With the VA, they will put it on the end of your bill.
Right.
But, or end of your mortgage. However, you've got to, I mean, you have literally got to jump through a flaming small hoop to get that done.
Well, with any loan, that's kind of the case right now. We were talking about the market. I think there's a fair amount of new home building we're seeing. Reflective, I think Cameron has the numbers, but it's there's a lot of housing starts, and that's good. And, you know, they talk about affordable housing. Unless it's subsidized, there's no such thing as affordable housing anymore. Overcrowded school fees are projected to go to $4.08 a foot. There's not an overcrowded school in Shasta County. It's a state issue. But, you know, you take a 3,000-square-foot home, and it's another $7,000 in fees and permits. So it's just getting, you know, labor's going up. You can't build inexpensive or affordable housing unless there is some form of subsidy. We are also talking about panic buying and panic selling. Neither of those would indicate a good market. A good market is when you have neither of those, but also your appreciation is 5-7% a year. There's not panic buying or panic selling, and that traditionally is a healthy market.
So my house is worth 50% more than it was when I first bought it.
Well, you know, in 06.
No, because we overbought it.
You know, in 06, 07, I mean, things were, you know, they were
crazy.
They were crazy. We were telling people, you know, they wanted our advice. We'd say, don't buy it. It won't hold its value. My home at that point, I had appraised, and four years later, it was at 50% of that. And homes here did go down by 50%. We've probably recaptured, you know, of that drop, 70% of that total drop.
Okay.
But we're not there. We're probably 2023, 2024 before we're fully back to 06 prices.
Okay. I can wait.
And through the beginning of this year, just to give you the numbers, we've had 71 new home, single-family home permits pulled so far this year in the city of Reading. So 71's a decent number for the end of April, and only 15 of those are car fire rebuilds.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of these are actual new starts, not just rebuilds. So that's new inventory. Those are newer homes that are getting out there. Mm-hmm. So, and I think as well, in terms of a housing availability here, the other thing I'm wondering if we'll see more of are the accessory dwelling units or granny flats, casitas. They've got a lot of different names, but a secondary unit, whether it's a detached or attached, you know, the city made it much, and because of a state directive, made it much, much easier to be able to put a secondary unit on your property. And, you know, after all this has occurred, we might start seeing more of that.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little one room with a porta head in there and they in the hose, make it into the shower, and I'm going to advertise that in San Francisco for $250,000 and probably sell it the next day.
Oh, I was figuring that was going to be your doghouse whenever Linda just kicked you out and said, okay, go back to the...
At $250,000, that sounds like a bidding war to me.
Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. You know what? You always catch us up on things going on. We haven't even really had a chance to talk about Costco, and the fact is what a huge step forward that would be if we can get this thing through in the next, 30 days or so. That, you know, they've got to go back again for another reading, like you said, and then 30 days. Huge step forward for that.
City revenue is going to be a big factor here, especially as local governments are going to start to see a bit of a decline in revenues from TOT, sales tax, various other things.
I would imagine already seeing that.
And I think the county's starting to see it a little bit. City hasn't yet. They're pretty good fiscally, but yeah, it's
going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Tight.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us. How do people get a hold of you?
Thank you.
241-8300. Give us a call.
Right there on the corner of Court and Placer.
Oregon.
It's close. Yeah, Oregon close. Street. Yeah.
Same place 55 years.
Yeah, if you can't find it, that's your problem. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with one.
Thanks very
place.
Much.
Thank you. KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Tensions running high in Minneapolis following another night of unrest. That story coming up, but first, Vice President Pence among dignitaries on hand for today's memorial service in Atlanta for prominent Christian evangelist and apologist Ravi Zacharias. Correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
The Vice President, who knew the renowned speaker and author, will be among those delivering a eulogy this morning. Last week, after Zacharias died of cancer at age 74, Mr. Pence tweeted that Ravi's ministry for the gospel of Jesus Christ impacted millions around the world. Other notable guests here at the memorial include Tim Tebow, musical artist Matt Redman, and Brooklyn Tabernacle senior pastor Jim Cimbala. Traveling with the Vice President, I'm Greg Clugston in Atlanta. Now with more news, here's Rich Thomason.
It was another night of arson, vandalism, and looting in Minneapolis. That unrest prompted by the death of a black man in police custody, and it has spread to other cities around the country, New York, Los Angeles, and Phoenix among them. The latest government statistics confirm what most of us already know. The U.S. economy has been devastated by the coronavirus.
The Commerce Department reports consumer spending dropped 13.6% in April, by far the steepest in records that date back to 1959. Consumer spending is the primary driver of the economy, accounting for about 70% of economic activity, and the declines were across the board.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. President Trump will have something to say about China later today amid growing tension between Washington and Beijing over a range of issues. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 205 points for a loss of close to 1%. The S&P 17 points lower, and the NASDAQ Composite Index down 11. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Have you been putting off opening your retirement account statements because you're afraid of what you might see? If you were caught in the recent correction, you know that watching your savings evaporate in the market is devastating. We're the Retirement Income Store, and our message is clear. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth. There is another more conservative way to plan for income without all the risk, using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book, 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
Austria's easing of coronavirus restrictions, allowing hotels to reopen today. Austria currently has fewer than 700 active COVID-19 cases. The BBC's Bethany Bell in Vienna.
For now, hotels will be open for locals, but there are hopes that foreign tourists will start coming once the borders with neighbouring countries such as Germany open in mid-June. Austria has announced plans to mass test hotel staff this summer in order to try to reassure tourists. Theatres and concert halls are also reopening, but audiences are currently limited to a maximum of 100 people, and strict social distancing rules apply. There are step-by-step plans to increase audience sizes over the coming weeks.
India reports another record increase in coronavirus cases, while in Pakistan, a record number of deaths, 57, highest single-day increase since the outbreak began. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Senate Majority Leader calling on Americans to wear face masks to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
With parts of the country on the cusp of resuming normal activity, Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell is urging people to take precautions. His advice is in keeping with guidance from the CDC, which urges people to wear masks whenever they cannot maintain a distance of 6 feet from others. That advice sometimes flouted by public figures, even at times President Trump. McConnell, though, seemed to aim his concerns at young Americans, reminding them of their obligation to others, McConnell noting that even people who are asymptomatic could still be carrying the virus and passing it along to others. Bob Agnew reporting.
And the city where Senator McConnell spends much of his time starting to reopen. Effective today, Washington, D.C.'s three-month-old coronavirus stay-at-home order is being replaced by the first phase of a reopening plan. The Dow down 250 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. We are. We are, of course, streaming worldwide. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today, the 29th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Our first responders in this. And Jared, what's it look like for weather for this weekend and early next week?
It is currently 72 degrees, and today is going to be hot with a high of 98, a low of 60 with a chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow is going to be rainy with a high of 69, a low of 55. Sunday is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday night with a high of 79, a low of 59. And on Monday, we have a chance of showers during the day with a high of 78 and a low of 58.
Okay, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And we have Susan Eastman on the phone. Good morning, Susan. What kind of week's it been?
It's been a pretty easygoing week, actually, considering all things. No. But anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 210 points at 25,190. The S&P 500 is down 18 points at 3,010, and the NASDAQ Composite is off 30 points at 9,338. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Party City, up 37 cents, trading at $1.39. General Electric down 24 cents, trading at $6.54. Norwegian Cruise Line off 59 cents at $15.48 per share. For local retail stocks of interest, Costco down $4.43 at $305.37. Walmart down 39 cents, trading at $123.31. Target up $1.57 at $120.02. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 0.67%. And precious metals are positive. Gold is up $14.75 an ounce at $1,746. Silver up 41 cents at $17.94 per ounce. And getting back to crude oil, down a quarter at $34 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not getting off that easy. So one of the ones that are that's making money is Party Time? What is this? Party?
This is Party City.
Party City. Well, maybe that's telling us something, huh?
That's the they had some kind of a news article. It's just so wacky. Different prices for different things, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing. It's still a good time to invest, huh?
Well, you still have to keep your faith and believe that the things will come back. And
I do.
The interest rates are very, very low, and there's not much to earn in savings accounts.
That's
so
maybe the
we just
time.
Have to. We just have to keep positive.
And you are one of the most positive people I know, Susan Eastman. Thank you. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. That's Susan Eastman is from Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. You can call her at 530-243-7561. Before we start with our next guest, I want to give a big shout out, a happy birthday to Commander James Gibson. If you don't know James Gibson, it's because you have not been associated with the veterans community. It's his 90th birthday today, and he and Mary Lou have been a stalwart of our community. He's a member of the Submariners organization here, the Cuttlefish, and any time there's a veteran that's passed and is buried up at IGO, James Gibson is there, along with his fellow veterans, many of them around his age. And I can't say enough about what a great man this is. You know, he'd be about the same age as my dad. In fact, he would be. My dad would be this, you know, around this age. But Commander Gibson is one of the sharpest people you're ever going to talk to. And he has stories that is just, you know, just amazing. And he's loved by everybody I know. I mean, I don't know if it's because you outlive your enemies or what, but I can't imagine James Gibson ever having somebody that didn't see the brightness and the goodness in a person like this. So happy birthday, Commander, and I stand here saluting you, and I'm going to get the three ladies here. They're going to sing the Boys in Company C. Okay, maybe not. They all just, their eyes just got real wide.
I don't know that one.
No, but that's because you're too young. So I hope you have just a wonderful day, and I hope you get, you know, just, you know, if you just got 10% of the accolades that you deserve, you'd be a million of them today. So happy birthday, Commander. And I'm here with the ladies from One Safe Place. I'm here with Faith, who is limping around here.
Yeah, not fun.
She came in on crutches.
Broke my little toe, and it really hurts. People don't say it does, but it does.
Can you move it?
No, it's broken.
That's how my dad would always say, oh, I think I broke it. He says, move it. Oh, nope, it's not broken. It just hurts a lot. And then I'm with Amanda.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good.
And, of course, Christine.
Hi there.
Hello. We may have, I just heard just a slight buzz. Let's keep that one. Watch that one. We're getting, obviously, time for new wiring in here. Gee, it was done a year ago. You would think it would last longer than that. So, One Safe Place. Are you all waiting for the shoe to drop with the people that were locked in and together when it comes to domestic violence? Or has it been, have you been pleasantly surprised, maybe?
Well, domestic violence never.
No, but you know what I mean? Because one of the things we've talked about for the last 2 months is everybody was really concerned, child abuse, domestic violence, because people, you weren't seeing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this happens a lot of times inside the house. And it's not, doesn't necessarily mean it's loud when it happens. So
right.
It's not like you can hear the people next door. God knows people will be calling the police all the time on Linda and I. We're very vocal, and our windows are always open. And so, what are you seeing from that?
Well, I think next week when we... I heard we're going to phase three. But did I just hear that somewhere?
We should be... You know what? Up here in the North State, we should be able to start moving back out into phase three quicker. But then Lassen just got 6 cases. So it's got to be at a county, it's got to be county to county. Modoc still hasn't had a case. They should be having high school football games right now, mm-hmm. or when it starts, because they haven't had any cases. So, moving into phase three means we start having larger gatherings.
Well, I think when more government entities start opening up to the public, I think we'll see more confidence in reporting and follow through for our community mm-hmm. members who are trying to seek some sort of, you know, restitution or just kind of being able to move forward and get on their feet again. I think a lot of people aren't very confident right now in what we can provide. Even that we're still able, we remain trauma-informed. We do have a lot of certain practices that we have implemented, right? We've got, you know, everybody has to stop in the front to sanitize. We're 6 feet apart when interviewing. But sometimes it looks different now. But we have risen to the occasion. So we are still seeing clients. I think that
you still
it
having
will,
people coming in seeking help.
Yep,
we are
absolutely.
Essential, and we're still open, and we've been stressing that to the community during
yeah.
this.
Yeah, I would have not thought that you would not have been an essential service. Mm-hmm. I think people know that. You know,
right.
that Home Helpers is open.
Mm-hmm.
Home people. Helpers, I mean, One Safe Place. I'm sitting here looking at ads. I'm sorry. I almost said Haven Humane.
But, we're all helping.
But they weren't. They weren't open.
No.
They shut down. Too.
No, they weren't. It has looked a little bit different in how we're working with our partners, like Haven Humane, right? But we find ways. I don't know how we do it, but we all work collaboratively, and everybody's situation is unique. So we just collaborate together and figure out the best resource for those people. Right now, when we have people coming in, we have we put them in kind of like a 14-day quarantine where we keep up with case management and still connect people with resources. But, you know, we have to kind of keep people separated as they're moving into shelter just to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make sure that everybody is safe.
Okay. I'm here with Christine, Faith, and Amanda from One Safe Place. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil is, you know, one of those unsung groups of people that kept all the gas, diesel, oil, jet fuel going. You know, during this whole time, their trucks were on the road through all the western states. It's locally owned, and it's employee-owned. It's been here in Redding since 1952. Is that right? I'm sorry, 52 years. Not 52, but 52 years of service here in the Redding market. And they are gearing up right now for fire season. Because, yes, as soon as we... on the tail end of the COVID, and we're not even sure it's the tail end, now we have the fire season coming.
Mm-hmm.
But we're used to fires and as they are, and they're going to have all their trucks in and their delivery devices there to support our firefighters out there, support the aircraft, support the helicopters that are out there. That's SST Oil. You want a job that is good, your retirement's taken care of, you're treated very well. As an employee, it's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. They're always hiring. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
I found my thrill.
This is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio with KCNR. Love this song.
It's a song, Carl.
Yeah. It is. You know, it's a piano man. And you know, at one of the World Series, in I think it was in Chicago, they played that in the seventh inning stretch. And people sang along with it. And Billy Joel was there. It was great.
Wow.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio with KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be up to 100 today, and if you haven't called Alliance Heating and Air lately, you ought to do that. And, you know, of course, you probably waited. If you haven't called them by now, you probably waited, and now they're kind of lined up there because, you know, people should be getting their filters changed. Here comes the fires this year, because and that'll help. You also have, of course, if your air ducts are needed to be cleaned, thermostat's working. You want it to be working for the summer, and now's a good time to do it. So you can give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. If you need a whole new system, they can put it in. If you need on-demand hot water, they can do that too. And did it at our house, and it's like a game changer that you have water so you can actually fill up a bathtub. We have an older house, and we didn't have that system before. Alliance Heating and Air. So I'm here with One Safe Place with Faith, Christina, and Amanda. And two of them are limping here. One because she broke her toe. I'm not going to tell her by how you broke your toe. But the other one's on one of these electric scooters and didn't make the curve. She took it on the high side.
That's right.
And that's Amanda. And she took a tumble. So she's you know, holding her ribs as she's talking. Christine, you look, what are you, just healthy?
I'm good.
Well, you know, there's still a chance today. You know?
I hope not.
Yeah, I know. Where do you want to go to now on this?
Well, we wanted to hit on the benefit show, the virtual benefit show that we've been working on. I am the event manager for One Safe Place, and of course, due to the circumstances, we've had to cancel some of our major fundraising events this year, which is so unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we have an amazing team, and we have been collaborating with new ways just to raise money virtually and making sure that everyone is safe. So we came up with a virtual benefit show, and Mimi Mosley, if you don't know her or haven't tried her wine, she is amazing. The wine is
Mosley Family Cellars.
Right.
Yeah, some of the, you know, we talk about good people and nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi and Marty are some of the biggest supporters of our town.
Oh yeah.
Their kids are employed in different businesses around town that help a lot of people. In fact, one I believe Matt's at Cornerstone Community Bank, which, you know, we're very high on. The They're great people.
Oh, yeah. She's also on our board, so she generously mm-hmm. opened up her beautiful cellar venue for us to do a virtual show at. So we are airing that on a Facebook watch party June 7th at 4 p.m. on a Sunday. So I urge you, if you have, Facebook or other social media platforms, to get on and watch it. It's very powerful, impactful. We are singing about domestic violence and different issues that need to be addressed. So I'm hoping that we can reach out to that community and have people come forward that need help.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all feeling a vibration? Or is that just me?
I'm bobbing out here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everything's okay on yours?
Yeah.
Okay. I take it all back.
I can hear it.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah. But you're on this all day. We're not. Yeah. We don't know.
Okay. Okay. I was just wondering. Mm-hmm. You can hear it too? Okay. Turn down the blue one. Just turn it down. Oh, okay.
Are you going to have music at the benefit show?
Yeah. So there's three songs. I Will Survive, We're Doing Fix yeah. You, and there is one original that is so amazing by Kayla Nichols, mm-hmm. and it's about domestic violence.
Wow.
So DKM Videos was amazing and shot it all for us. Hilltop Media does the audio, and it's going to be great. So June 7th at 4 p.m. on Facebook, on our Facebook page, OSP Shasta.
Oh, so it's going to be Facebook.
It is.
That's great.
Are you Facebook savvy, Carl?
You know what? I'm getting better because we're starting to Facebook our
there you go.
Our
you
shows. Have to, we started. Huh? Yeah, we're picking up all the new equipment this week
That's
or
awesome.
Next week, and we're going to be next time y'all come in, you're going to be on Facebook
nice.
Live.
Whoa!
And
have to put on makeup next time.
Well, that's the thing. Linda goes. She goes because there's some days. You know, Linda always gets made it before she comes in, but there's some days we run late. You just pop on the baseball cap and you come. Rolling in, guys don't have that really that concern.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jared, he dresses up before he comes in. But we're going to start doing that. We get a lot of people that it's kind of like you're kind of surprised how many people, 3,000 people are looking at this thing,
right?
And that's a lot of people for in here. And so we're going to be using smaller cameras and switching equipment and all
right.
that. So the next time you're in here.
Yeah.
At the end of next month, you should be able. You're going to be on, and we're going to start off like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. See how that works.
And whoever doesn't have Facebook, we're also going to put it on YouTube. So if you are adamant about not getting Facebook, that's totally okay. You can go online and watch it there.
I can understand why some people, that have been on Facebook just quit, especially in the last 60 days. People, the first 30 days wasn't too bad, but after that, people, it seemed that they have this inner anger. They don't want to listen to other things. And that's where I get concerned about, mm-hmm. people are angry about you all. And because kids don't go to school, they don't go to camps and everything, so mm-hmm. teachers, nobody can see these kids out there.
The wonderful thing about Facebook is that you get to unfollow and block people.
That's
but
true.
Who you do want to follow is OSP Shasta. Because we have updates all the time about different things that we're doing.
Resources, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. resources, different ways that you can stay safe, right? And, you never know when you need a little, a little spruce of inspiration. We've got inspiration on there all the time. How many bags did we give away last month?
We did a bag giveaway, and we gave away about 150 bags or more, I think 200 to the community. So anybody that was experiencing tension or stress in their homes,
mm-hmm.
they could literally just come up and do the drive-through and get a bag. And in the bag, they had toys and games, some Girl Scout cookies, and just things that would really relieve tension.
Mm-hmm.
So that was aimed towards, kids and making sure that they had a fun outlet, not just, doing schoolwork, but just literally having fun with their parents, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It was great. We got great feedback. And that was all posted on Facebook. So people really need to follow us. OSP Shasta.
OSP Shasta. I think I follow y'all, but if I don't, I will today as soon as I get out of the show. The other things that, and y'all have been affected, of course, just like everybody else has, that the fundraisers,
mm-hmm.
That you usually have are just gone. And that's a big thing for a lot of facilities like
yeah.
your all's. So having the Mosley Cellars
For the virtual benefit show, we just did
benefit.
Walk a mile as well.
Yeah, virtual walk a mile.
Yeah, that was great too.
Very
we got
creative
a lot of
ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it would be great if we could start having people back. And so, but if you, I know, if even if you threw something like, and you said, okay, you know, 50% of all the restaurant proceeds goes to One Safe Place, mm-hmm. and they're still running at 50% of their capacity if they're lucky.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's tough for them to do that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing just to make your, you know, make your payment, you know, pay for everything. But when you give away, you know, a certain percentage, I mean, it's, they're already having problems.
Well, we love partnering with other businesses as well. And I am top secret, maybe not, but starting to plan a virtual chef night. So I'm trying to partner with some restaurants out there. If anybody wants to partner with that, it would be really fun. Zoom and learn how to cook.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all the rage now.
Well, you know what? You know, I was going to bake bread, and I thought that was just me. And then I find out everybody's baking bread. I couldn't find any yeast anywhere. And so then I found the yeast, and it's been sitting there now for 3 weeks, so it may not even be good anymore. And so I think the closest I'm going to get to that is buying a bread-making machine.
You can join our next chef night.
Yeah,
on Zoom.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I've
bread
got,
night for Carl.
I've got a recipe for chicken soup. That is the best in the world, given to me by Bonnie McConnell. So,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe we should have you on.
And you can do it from start to finish in 30 minutes.
Wow.
From the time you start to the time you finish, 30 minutes.
I'd watch you make some chicken noodle soup.
Yep. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by my favorite place in the world, and which I'm visiting today, and that, of course, is Cypress Square Barbershop at 1115. Now, I'm going to Facebook it, and I'm going to put it on, showing just what's going on down there, how safe it is with the disposable aprons they put around your neck, and you know, and the protection of the seats, and sterilizing and sanitizing all the equipment they use. And it's been enough time. People have offered to trim my hair. Yes, it's
you
true.
You need it, Carl.
Yeah, yeah,
I can put a ponytail in that.
There it is in the back. I'm going down to Cypress Square Barbershop today, man's last stronghold, and I'm getting my hair cut. So you can go do it, too, but you have to do it by appointment because that's the way they do things there anyway. 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 6 a.m., your talk radio. 79 degrees already, going up to 100 today. I'd round it off to 100. It says 98, but you can take 5 different temperatures in Reading, and they're all different. So I know it's going to be over 100. It was hot enough yesterday that I bought a windshield protector because it's difficult to drive your car with just one finger on the on the steering wheel because it's so hot.
Uh-huh. Where'd you? I need one of those.
Right down here to this auto store. Okay. Right down here on the corner of Tehama and California Street.
Napa.
Right there. Napa Auto Store.
Napa. No.
Real friendly. Real friendly people. Just go in there and see what fits your car and get it. I think it cost me all of $6. There you go, Napa. There was your free one for today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been hugely successful in this since she started in 1993. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since then. She's been helping people that lost their insurance because of the fires, not because the fire hit their house, but just because they lived in the general area, they lost their home insurance. Well, she's recovered that for people. Her financial side of the business is helping people through this crisis that we're going through right now. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to the Members First Credit Union, and the phone number there is 221-0441. So I'm here with three beautiful ladies, Faith, Amanda, and Christine, from One Safe Place. And One Safe Place has been open throughout this. They're still helping people through this. They have a number of virtual things that are going on, and they're looking again. Amanda, you're talking about volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone that wants to make a difference here in Shasta County, I want to invite you to be a part of our 8-week training course to become a state-certified crisis intervention counselor who's eligible to volunteer at One Safe Place. And mainly you would be working with victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. And this class is only a $25 fee for material. And basically, this would be a way to be helping those in the community who are really affected in this moment. And I know we have a couple of people that already expressed interest, but I want to make aware that we are starting this class June 15th, so you still have time to sign up. You can call our business line, and that's 530-244-0118, and express that you want to be a part of this class. So we would love to have more people join this class.
Now, this your 24-hour day hotline there is somebody that's going through this. A lot of times they're going to call right after it happened.
That's right.
And you've got to kind of like talk them off the ledge at that point, or at least give them some advice about what to do.
Exactly.
Based on that phone call.
Right. Next steps, safety planning.
Yeah, and we've had friends that have been there, and we've been having dinner at their house, and because she says, "Well, I'm on call, I can't leave." Well, during dinner, sure enough, she had to leave for about an hour while she was talking to somebody. Now, not all of them take an hour, but she was, you know, I guess it was a pretty serious case.
Right, and you know, I mean, I've been on the line for a while, and it's very fulfilling, you know, after you get off a call and. You know, you can help somebody figure out. The way I see crises is an opportunity, right? And you get to help somebody make a decision that benefits them and their entire family and can break generational cycles of violence. It's really, it's very fulfilling, and it's a pretty exciting place to volunteer.
Do you ever get down?
Upset?
Upset when you're talking to people. I don't mean upset, mad at them.
Yeah, I don't get upset. Mad at them. I get upset. I get frustrated about the continuous violence that happens in our community because I want to solve everything at once, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't use this in these 2 months, of course, but are you seeing a decline or is it declined at all over the last 10 years?
Statistics are really funky. So as we have more people reporting, maybe less people are having to, like, maybe they have broken the generational cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But then that makes room for more people. So the statistics are tough, but it's 1 in 4, right? And it's been that way many years.
And this is one of the things that I just am talking to Angela and all this is because we have people that are aware of domestic violence, because we have a place where people can go to, I think that just bumps up our statistics as opposed to places that don't have this. And they don't, I mean, our police know about it. Our police are very well trained, and our emergency personnel are well trained, the hospitals, school teachers. I mean, you guys go everywhere, and, you know, people are told this is what you have to look for. And because we have such a robust ability to address domestic violence, I think that that's a lot of times why numbers go up, because people aren't afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a strong, stable structure at One Safe Place, and then we also have a great communication with law enforcement. I've had people come here from out of county, and they say that our law enforcement are able to recognize the domestic violence and understand from the victim's perspective. And I mean, I've had law enforcement call me like directly through our crisis hotline, right? Just expressing concern for the people that they're trying to serve in the community. So it's a really great partnership.
Yeah, and you know, it's like anything. Again, when you've got a robust system to help people, you're going to have more people taking advantage of it, which then bumps up the numbers, and we feel like we're, you know.
Yeah, and we help people from all over Shasta County, right? So
that
includes all of the outlets, right? 44, 299. Five.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. We have a vast area, and with COVID, it's increased isolation. So we have a lot to do.
Do you see when we start school again? And I'm going to try and get, I think it's Judy Garcia, who heads up the school system here. Superintendent? Judy Flores, I'm sorry. Trying to get her on. Here and during the summer to see what her plans are or what she thinks is going to happen as far as opening schools up again.
Yeah.
I can't see us being on the at-home schools.
Right, not for much longer.
No.
Especially
the ones that they're having a lot of problems with some of the students.
Yeah.
You know, that
our kids need support.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have the 66-hour training is actually going to be taught by Amanda and myself.
Yes.
So now, you'll get us for 66
now,
hours.
Now, is this going to be in a room or is this going to be virtual?
This is going to be – oh, that's a great point. I forgot to mention, but we are doing this via Zoom, and that's a very important point to make. So you could be learning, you know, in the comfort of your home or bedroom, wherever you are. And the hours is going to be 8:30 in the morning until 11:30, and that's going to be Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
So only for 8 weeks. It is a 66-hour course, and it's state-certified, so we have certain, you know, the topics that we have to talk about, and then we have partners that are coming to teach the class as well. But everything is going to be, you know, via Zoom, so that's really
important. It's a great way to help.
Yeah, it's a great engaging class. People learn a lot about themselves. I mean, the way I see, most of the students who come through, whether I'm at Shasta College or out in the community, it's like it's almost like a transformation of perspective. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like you leave with a whole new wealth
trauma
of
force.
Yeah, totally.
Trauma-informed
ways of handling everything in life. I mean, whether it's, you know, kids, spouses, elders.
How to diffuse things, how to recover from things. Because I can't help but think, we do a commercial for Four Winds Jewelry. And I do it kind of tongue-in-cheek about, oh, hey, they're open, so now it's time to go down there. And she's got her cases set up, so it's, I'm just sorry. I am really, really sorry, for something I did during the 60 days. People that did not have these problems before, I would imagine that you're hearing that, now we're having problems, mm-hmm. He doesn't have a job, he's home all the time,
right.
Or she doesn't have a job, or they both don't have a job. I mean, this puts an incredible amount of pressure on people.
Yeah, and I want to highlight, too, I know we've been saying this a lot lately. I'm not sure if it's reached our community, but the crisis hotline is open for couples experiencing stress. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be bad before mm-hmm. you give the call. Giving the call to just figure out, is this abusive? How do I talk to him or her? Right? Talk it out with us. Process. Sometimes as soon as you hear your own voice talking about the situation you're in, you realize and recognize what your options are and where it is on the scale.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking, is that is important for people to know, is that it may not be an abusive, but
right.
you are having problems, and, who you're going to see. So being able to call one safe place saying, we're arguing over things we've never argued about before, how do we handle this? And having both of them on the line to have somebody at least give them, okay, well, look, if that happens, you may just want to call timeouts, and both you go to, your
right.
ring, your side of the ring, which is your side of the house. Take some deep breaths. Let that first front part of your brain empty of the blood so you
right.
can start thinking again,
mm-hmm.
and then come back again.
Yep. Our services are free of charge for men, women, seniors, children.
Mm-hmm.
We serve everyone.
You're not psychologists. You're not.
We're trained.
But you're
advocates.
Trained advocates mm-hmm.
yeah.
on how to lessen tension.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
stress.
We don't want people to be in isolation.
Yeah.
While we are in isolation, we don't want them to feel like they're alone. And so even if it's just to talk to us and for us to give them guidance on resources that the community offers, we're a great point for that as well.
I was in a Zoom conference, and unfortunately, the only thing they saw was my dog on the Zoom screen.
It's not a bad thing to see.
Yeah. It's not bad. I could hear what they were saying.
Bring them to your chef's show.
Oh, cool. You know what? I could. So you're going to do that virtually?
Yeah.
I can
yep.
do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do this. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She's been doing this for 16 years. I would think that you all would have a partnership with Home Helpers, too. Or at least, you all need to talk, because her people are in a lot of homes, and she sees a lot of things in there. And I imagine if there's something going on, that she would be more than happy to share this with you or, other people.
Absolutely.
She's been very helpful in the veterans community when finding out that one of the people she's helping is a veteran, and that she knows there are ways that the Shasta County Veterans Officer can help veterans. So Sharon Clark is, if I needed somebody to come in and take care of me, it would be one of her people,
mm-hmm.
because I trust her implicitly. I just trust her. That's Home Helpers at 226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages with One Safe Place. 79 degrees, going up to 100 today. 8:46 in the morning.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. In our final segment here on the last Friday in May, May the 29th, 8:50 in the morning, 79 degrees. Of course, I haven't looked at it. You know, we haven't, you know, updated this, so it could be over 80 at this point.
It's cool in here.
It's cool in here.
Kind of cold, actually.
Well, you know what? That's what you get for sitting underneath the air conditioning duct.
Oh, my God.
There, you know, Faith, because, you know, in here it's a little chilly, but over where the producer is with all the equipment, it gets hot, and it gets hot quick. So, you know, he's comfortable, and the rest of us, just put on a coat. You've got a coat on. Quit whining. You know, I've been having to listen to you about your toe. I am, you know.
It's a crybaby.
Hey, tonight... there's a March for Freedom tonight at 8:30 p.m. For people wanting to show support for the George Floyd family. And it's going to start at the Martin Luther King Center, and they're going to walk to City Hall. They're saying to please wear black as for mourning type mm-hmm. purposes. I don't want to get into that right now, but frankly, everything I've seen on that is just horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, you know, but again, not all of our law enforcement officers out there are like this guy.
Right.
When it happens, my son's in law enforcement, and he's got some really strong feelings about this because it's, you know, he's had to fight people, and he's had to, you know, use force on people. In his job, but on the other hand, once they're in handcuffs, for the most part, unless they're still being violent when they're standing up, and then there's ways of handling that. But once they're on the ground like that, and again, I'm not trying to second guess what's happening, but they sure need a thorough investigation about what happened there, because it just looks terrible. Okay, enough of the asides. There is going to be a March for Freedom tonight at 8:30 p.m., starting at the Martin Luther King Center, and walk to City Hall. Okay, and I'm here with Faith, Amanda, and Christine from One Safe Place. And we're going to talk about elder abuse, which is what I get during the breaks.
Uh-huh.
I get picked on. So.
I don't know. I think maybe there should be another elder abuse.
It could be a different type of elder abuse here.
Carl abuse.
Yeah, that's different because it's not just because I'm an elder. It's just because, I'm a jerk sometimes. Right. Okay, got it.
Are you an elder?
Huh?
Are you an elder?
An elder.
You're an elder for us.
Carl's 40.
I am. I'm 40. And for you all, that's elder.
Uh-huh.
Elderly time. Okay, elder abuse. Are we seeing more of that? I mean, for me, elder abuse takes so many different mm-hmm. avenues. So.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Whether it's, financial, sexual, mental, physical, right? Neglect of an elder can have paramount, very serious negative side effects, right? Mm-hmm. There isn't somebody helping, an elder right now, especially during COVID. Talk about it with your family. Who's going to check in? How are you going to support that person? How are you going to protect them at this time, right? We've got, if you're sitting at home alone all day and you get somebody who calls, quote-unquote telemarketer, and they say, all you need to do is give us your bank account information and routing number, and we will siphon all the money out of your account.
Well, they don't say that. What they'll say is because of people that are 65 and older, we're going to put you rate, you rate the money from the government, another $1,000 coming into your account, but we need to have your account.
Right.
Sounds reasonable during all this stuff, because there's a lot of money out there that's being sent to people,
yep.
and these people have no morals. They
yeah.
have no compunctions at all about stealing money mm-hmm. from elderly people. The other hard part, it seems like, is because we're shelter in place. Like, we have not seen Linda's parents in 2 months.
That must be hard.
89 and 88, mm-hmm. and only because we were concerned about, what if we, even if you take the COVID
right.
test, that's good for one day.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, so. Yeah. Not that that stopped them from going out and doing things. So you don't see that elderly person. Mm-hmm, maybe you mm-hmm. haven't seen them.
Right. And it's time, you got to check in, check up, check in.
Yeah.
I know that there are some signs, and I know that we at One Safe Place actually serve elders. A lot of people overlooked that service that we provide. We have APS, which is Adult Protective Services, on site. And if you want to report or talk to somebody about what that might look like, you can call 530-225-5798. You're also welcome to come by One Safe Place or give us a call, and we will connect you. We do also host elders up in shelter. What I've seen a lot of is financial abuse, right? And this means that maybe it's a friend, neighbor, relative, son, daughter, right? Especially if they're going through some sort of trouble
like
in their
drugs.
Own lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I hate to say that, but that's what I see most.
The cases that I know of personally, it's mm-hmm. because there was drugs involved.
Right.
And, somebody that lives in Los Angeles. And, my friends would go down there and travel down there and finally, got him out of the house.
Good. Because grandma and grandpa's an easy target.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So, if you see that their basic need, an elder, maybe it's a neighbor or your own elder, if you see that their basic needs aren't being met, maybe the bills are getting skipped over, if they have new credit cards, things like that, if they have unusual purchases by their caregiver, if they only have one caregiver, right,
mm-hmm.
if they only have one person overseeing their care, right, then it can be, you need some checks and balances there just to make sure.
And it can, just like embezzling, it can start small.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, I'm with this because I've been doing such a great job, I should get paid another $500 a week,
right.
For this. And I know that banks, I've heard of banks that when somebody comes in to cash a check, the bank teller will go to the manager and say, something wrong here. I've got a $40,000 check to be cashed from, and they know their customers. They know so that they won't cash the check until they find out.
So having a couple people overseeing that, just making sure that there are at least a couple people, even like one, a couple, having a couple family members overseeing like a trust or something like that is important. Any type of like in regards of physical abuse, right? I know that, you know, as we get older, we do start to bruise a little more easily. Different medications can make things a little wonky. But having something like a black eye or weld, bruise, any cuts or sprains or sudden change of behavior, that's a really big red flag to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Pulling back from the family.
Yeah.
Is that a big sign, too? I mean, if, you know, if they've got a caregiver, that they try to isolate them sometimes. Is that something you should be looking for?
Oh, like,
hey, I'm coming over to see your day. Oh, no, today's not a good day type thing.
Yeah. And I mean, I know from personal experience that that's kind of like a very gray area because sometimes, you know, somebody could be having a hard day and you don't want to make it harder for them. Right?
And what you can do is friend an elder. Make extra soup for them or just talk to them. Some elders don't have any other people.
Knock on the door next. Yeah, knock on the next door.
I have a friend that, no, I'm just saying there's 1 minute left.
Oh.
When I hold that finger up. See,
I thought you were pointing.
It's my point. It's my pointer finger. It's not the one that you
we're
are
in trouble.
Usually use. I have a friend that's in her late 80s, and I don't go over and visit as much as I can, but she's very, very active, and I try to check, you know, look around the house.
Check in,
And her house is immaculate. So, I mean, it's the kind of thing is that she's on top of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last thoughts. Got about 30 seconds.
Cool. Well, just a quick shout out to APS too. If you suspect something, if you think something's going on, please just give them a call. They do victim advocacy counseling. They help with money management, referrals for food and clothing, housing and other resources, and conservatorship.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So they really help.
And who's APS?
Adult Protective Services.
Oh, okay.
They're one of
our
partners, and we've got they're a close partner for us. So we can just give them a real quick call.
I'm here with Christine and Faith and Amanda, two of them wounded but came in today. I appreciate that, pushing through the pain. Everybody, and just one safe place is open for business, and don't you know? And they can always use help, and through donations of food and money and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody, hey, have a good weekend. It's going to cool down this weekend with some rain. Remember, it's the good guys. Against